WNYC Studios is supported by the Brennan Center for Justice, presenting The Failed Experiment of Mass Incarceration. This virtual event on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. will feature criminal justice advocates and contributors to the new book, Excessive Punishment: How the Justice System Creates Mass Incarceration. They will discuss why the American approach to criminal justice is so punitive and how reforms would prioritize human dignity and restoration over retribution. Find more information and register for this event at brennancenter.org/events.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So what can Toronto and Cincinnati teach New York? Looks like they can teach us about bedbugs. If you live in New York City, chances are you know at least one person who's had bedbugs if you haven't had them yourself. And if complaints to the 311 hotline are any indication, the bedbug problem is getting worse. Reports of infestations have increased steadily. Last year, there were close to 10,000. And now City Council has decided it's time to act. This week, they passed legislation to form a bedbug advisory board. This is your government at work, the bedbug advisory board that would develop a strategy to track and fight outbreaks. But critics charge that other cities, like Cincinnati and Toronto, have been much more aggressive in getting ahead of the problem. Jennifer Ait Lee, New York Times Metro reporter and author of the book The Fortune Cookie Chronicles, Adventures in the World of Chinese Food, has been covering the bedbug problem. Jennifer, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nothing to do with Chinese food, right?
No, we should definitely keep the implications
that's just a book plug,
food.
A freestanding book plug, just so we make that very clear. And something tells me that our listeners have confronted this problem in large numbers, and so here's what we're going to do for the few minutes of this call-in. We want to know your solutions. Call and tell us how you vanquished bedbugs at 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692. Call us right now because this isn't a long segment. 212-433-WNYC. How did you vanquish your bedbugs? Or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Jennifer, do we know for a fact that this has actually been a fast-growing problem in New York?
Oh, definitely. I mean, basically, the bedbug problem had all but been eradicated by DDT and other similar pesticides by the 1950s. And so we really only started seeing bedbugs come again in the late 1980s, early 1990s in New York City. And there's actually a funny story about how at the American Museum of Natural History, you know, someone arrived with a bedbug, and they had, you know, these insect scientists had not seen live infestation, like, you know, basically during the entire length of their careers. And so it's not only a problem in New York City, but all across the country and in, you know, in Canada as well. And, you know, there are a couple of reasons. One, which is the increased amount of international travel has sort of brought, you know, bed bugs back and forth between the United States and other countries, but also because of the, as we've pulled away from DDT, you know, the bed bugs have sort of sprung out of that. And to a certain extent, there's been some evidence that the bed bugs have these bed bugs that we're dealing with are a little bit more resistant to some of the insecticides.
And how do we know it's been growing? Well, New York City does not keep statistics on bed bug infestations.
Mm-hmm.
But as you reported, a group called New York versus Bed Bugs used a Freedom of Information Act request to get the stats on 311 calls, and that's how they found that complaints increased 866% from 2004 to 2005 and have kept going up from there. Okay, Lulu in Manhattan has a bedbug vanquishing solution. Is that right?
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
Guess I'm coming out of the closet about this one. We had a bedbug infestation in our building. It was in the whole building. And they fumigated the building, and I didn't want to be fumigated. One of the things that I understand is the reason why all of these problems with insects are getting worse is because we keep using all these chemicals, and the bedbugs develop resistance. So I found this product called Diatomaceous Earth, and it's an organic compound. It's fossil shell flour. It's very, my understanding is that it's a fossil of a water cell, basically, or some. It absorbs, and because it's very dried out, it absorbs water. and it's a dust. It's like a flower. You put it down. The bed bugs eat it, and it dries out their exoskeleton, and they die. But it doesn't hurt humans in any way. It's actually food grade, and people use it to detox.
What's the name of it again?
Okay, I'm going to spell it. It's D-I-A-T-O-M-A-C-E-O-U-S, Diatomaceous Earth.
Lulu, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for coming out of the closet on that. Christina in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. How did you vanquish bed bugs?
Well, I live in a large apartment building with 25 units, and we actually got our bed bugs from our neighbors, both downstairs and beside us. So in addition to the diatomaceous earth, I actually caulked all of the baseboards and the holes in the apartment that led to the other apartments.
And that worked?
It seems to be working pretty well. Between that and the diatomaceous earth, we haven't had a problem last year.
That's of course, Jennifer, if the bed bugs are actually coming in like cockroaches would from another apartment or other parts of the building. Often we bring it in with ourselves if we've been to a hotel or if somehow we were at somebody's house where it got on our clothes. And so you can't just seal up the apartment and get rid of your bed bugs.
Indeed. I think part of the way that what the city council is trying to do is looking at a comprehensive citywide approach to dealing with bed bugs, because right now it's been very kind of, you know, scattershot, with a little bit happening in housing, a little bit happening with sanitation, a little bit happening with health. But other cities like Cincinnati and Toronto have actually formed task force to sort of look strategically across the entire city and how they can coordinate their efforts and what kind of policies
they
put into place.
This is why Cincinnati and Toronto come up as cities ahead of New York, because they form these task forces. But have these task forces actually come up with anything that have helped?
Yeah, there are. I mean, there are definitely a lot of proposals that are fairly significant. I mean, Cincinnati has an interesting one, which is, you know, all exterminators have to sort of put a record into a major, like a centralized database of where they've treated bed bugs, so that the city can do an entire, you know, kind of can keep an entire scan of the situation. Secondly, another one that I really like is that a landlord must disclose whether an apartment had been previously infested. So a lot of disclosure requirements, which I think is an interesting proposal. And then there's one that's similar to something that was proposed here in New York City, which is that there has to be mandatory treatment protocols for used furniture, so that, you know, should this used furniture carry bed bugs, then we should have procedures in place, you know, to sort of remove everything. And one of the problems, of course, in other cities, as with New York, is the tradition of furnishing things from, you know, things from Craigslist or even from the street. And so to sort of prevent the spreading of it, you should have these policies in place. And Toronto's is another good example. They're a very international city with bed bug information sheets in 13 languages, whereas New York, you know, where 40% of people are actually born overseas, we have like one kind of basic sheet in English and another one in Spanish. And, you know, clearly in the city as
how many languages do the bed bugs speak? No, I'm just kidding. but we just had a caller who wanted to tell Lulu that diatomaceous earth is very dangerous if you inhale it. So that message an anonymous caller to Lulu from Manhattan. Lorena in New Brunswick may have taken the most extreme action of all. Lorena, you're on the air.
I first moved out for a couple of months, and I contacted my local entomology department at Rutgers and found out that only extreme heat and extreme cold really kills them. So then we kind of formed a campaign here with my roommates and decided to strip our rooms of everything. We put all of our personal belongings, mostly clothes and things like that, in black plastic bags, filled them with mothballs, put them out on the lawn for a couple weeks. Luckily, we have a backyard where we could do that. It was towards the end of the summer, so we were told that the extreme heat might be able to kill them. Then we washed everything, dried everything in high heat, shrunk half my clothes, and bleached the floors with boiling water, and then had to refinish them.
Wow.
Of course, we also threw out our beds. We did get rid of the problem, but it was pretty extreme.
I guess so. How much did all that cost you?
Actually, not that much. It was more the time and the inconvenience.
Well, at least it worked. Can you imagine if you had done all that and it didn't work?
Yeah, I would have had to move out and get rid of everything I owned. It was bad.
But you're the most thorough person I think I've ever heard on this, because you've just listed every single thing that the advice pages tell you to do for bed bugs. Steaming everything, bleaching the floor. So at least if you're willing to go to the lengths of Lorena in New Brunswick, you too may be able to get rid of your bed bug problem. Before you go, Jennifer Eight Lee, Nancy on our website asks, are there any prophylactic measures for preventing bed bugs?
Wow. The short answer is sort of almost no. I mean, some people think, if I keep everything clean, then, it won't attract bed bugs. But bed bugs actually are not, a product of, cleanliness or not cleanliness. They're just carried around. I guess one thing is this may or may not work, which is, when you enter, you just basically check yourself and your your belongings and your clothing to see if you've carried bed bugs from, just externally. There's been reports.
Every time, is it going to come to this? Every time we go visit a friend ever on the way home, we have to check ourselves.
Yeah, and there's been reports that there were bed bugs on subway, those wooden subway benches, very, very small. I mean, these were small reports, but enough to sort of freak people out that, oh my God, are the bed bugs taking the subway as well?
And we have to leave it there. Jennifer Eight Lee, New York Times Metro reporter. At least if the subway fare goes up, maybe we can get a lot from those bed bugs to help subsidize everyone else. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brooklyn DA Joe Hines, coming up on real estate fraud.